I'm sitting here with Lauce Colon of Puerto Rico FFA Association. Lauce is a past state secretary. Thank you, Lauce, for joining us. And explain a little bit about FFA and agriculture education in Puerto Rico.
Absolutely. Well, we joined back in 1932, so we're a really active association. Just 2 years ago, we celebrated our 80th state FFA convention, just celebrating 80 years of leadership and competition. We're just really, really proud of that. We're still very active and real, you know, we're still relevant in national FFA.
What are the differences maybe that FFA members here and the Continental 48 would find different if they went down to Puerto Rico and kind of saw some things that the FFA members down there do?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at our passport and if you look at our driver's license, it says that we are American citizens. Nonetheless, we have a very cultural, social, and linguistic background. So we do public speaking, and we do creed and parliamentary procedures, all that in English, but we do that also in Spanish. Just a couple years ago, we made it official to have an official Spanish translation of the FFA creed at a national level. So the Spanish creed is a really big thing back home. We mainly compete in Spanish, and competing in English in NECDs is optional. So that's Spanish is a really big thing back home. And also, we are in the middle of the Caribbean. We are a tropical island. Therefore, our agriculture varies very, very much from the one in the mainland. So we have kids up in the mountains in Jarujá, Ciales, Morovis. Those are little small towns up in the mountains of Puerto Rico. So those members actually participate in coffee production. In coffee production, tropical fruit production, vegetable production. So we have both those CDEs. They can actually go compete in coffee, vegetable production, tropical fruit production, and they also we have proficiencies and SAEs with those students. So agriculture back home is really different from the mainland, and we're just really, really proud of that.
Students in Puerto Rico, obviously having that tropical background, do you see a lot of students doing proficiencies and SAEs in that area as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of kids, as I said, up in the mountains, working with coffee, working with sugarcane and green bananas and llamas and yucas, which are typical vegetables in Puerto Rico, but we also have a really strong dairy cattle industry. At least for me, I work at a 102 head dairy cattle farm in Arecibo, in my hometown, in the northern part of Puerto Rico. We also have many different. We have a really good beef cattle operation back home, Senepal, which is a breed of beef cattle. I'm sorry, a beef cattle breed, which was developed in the Virgin Islands between a Red Poll and a Brahman, which is like the tropical beef cattle breed of the Caribbean. So we do have those areas within tropical production and tropical agriculture, but we do have that typical agriculture you see in the mainland also.
Now, so you'd mentioned in some previous conversation that there's a new career technical school in Puerto Rico. Explain a little bit about that career technical school, the programs offered, and about how many students, things like that. Just tell us a little bit about what's so new and great about this career tech school in Puerto Rico.
Absolutely. We're just so excited for it. In Spanish, it's called the Escuela Superior Vocacional Agrícola de Corozal. It's in the beautiful city of Corozal, also up in the mountains. It's directed by our past state FFA officer from the late 90s, Hugo Barona, and he was our past state executive secretary for the Puerto Rico FFA Association. He's doing an awesome job. Well, we have around 250 students, but the school has a capability for about maybe 700, throwing it to 1,000, but it just opened last year, so they're going through 9th to 12th grade. So we currently have students from 9th and 10th grade attending. We have different CTE programs such as animal science, crop production, ag mechanics, hydroponics, and just many different things. And also we're really excited because the academic teachers, we have our agricultural, our CTE teachers, but we have our academic teachers with math and biology and chemistry just integrating agriculture to the classes. And, you know, back home, in Puerto Rico, we do not have food safety. We import around 85% of what we eat. 95% or I'd say 90% of the beef cattle we consume comes from the dairy cattle industry. So we don't have a really good sustainable agriculture. So we're just so grateful that we can keep expanding our agriculture education program so we can bring that food security in the island. We can keep rising those those students in premier leadership, personal growth, and career success, so we can have some good leaders in our agriculture and in our island. So we're just hoping to not just stop at the Escuela Superior at the Vocacional de Corozal, but we're also hoping to keep expanding our CTE programs all over the island.
Finally, Lause, as you're an experienced FFA member, I would say, what would be a piece of advice that you would offer to the FFA members or maybe freshmen or sophomores that are still a little iffy about the Blue Jacket and the opportunities that are within the Blue Jacket?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a small-town beach boy from Arecibo, Puerto Rico, and I'm from the middle of the Caribbean. I would never thought that I would be here in Indianapolis in the 89th convention as a national officer candidate. And I've come a long way, and I think the number one advice is to never give up, and regardless of who you are. I mean, I don't even speak English, and I can be a national officer. It doesn't matter if you're a jock, a geek, or if you know you're in your school band, or if you speak Spanish or not. You know, you can wear the blue jacket. If I could wear the blue jacket and I could run for state office, and I competed in many CDEs, and I'm here in Indianapolis, I'm having this interview right now in my second language. I've overcome a lot of things, and if I could do it, so can any FFA member can.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the small town beach boy, now past state FFA secretary, Lause Colon. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.